Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Tony, did the Bills win? I didn't hear anything about the game. Jeez.
Yes, they did.
I'll wait till the paper gets here, and they'll have last week's score. We were 1-0 before yesterday's game. I know that. Well, we'll find out. We'll find out. I'm in a good mood. It's Monday with Beach and Company. Hello.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach.
So you say we won, eh, Tony? How did the quarterback look?
I think Josh Allen looked great, especially in the first half.
He looked confident.
Yeah.
He looked
comfortable,
confident.
He wasn't.
He didn't have happy feet. He wasn't jittering around like a dance recital. He was there. He was good.
It helps when you have a competent offensive line and competent wide receiver.
Yeah, and he's got a good arm. That was obvious. He overthrew somebody by like it was in the next zip code.
Yeah, he put a little mustard on it.
And meanwhile, over the weekend, you went down to Blacksburg and you're in your favorite Virginia Techie place, in your favorite seats. How'd that go?
It went well, Sandy. The trip, as always, was fun. Brought Katie to her first Virginia Tech game.
Her first? She was a Virginia Tech virgin.
Yes, she sure was. The game could have gone better. You know, Virginia Tech favored by 24, losing by 11 at halftime, win by a touchdown.
Wow.
So Justin Fuente's seat just got a little hotter, but thankfully, for me and the team, they have a bye week. So a week without Joe Beamer talking about Virginia Tech.
That's that's like a day without sunshine.
If they need a defensive coordinator, I'm available.
Tony, I definitely would
Tony's
send.
Tony's ready to go up to upgrade.
Yes.
He needs to send his resume. Bud Foster's on the way out. I think Tony would be a great replacement. As for Josh Allen, so driving home yesterday, we got back in time for the game, but I was listening to ESPN Radio's pregame coverage, and they were going game by game. And for the Bills Giants, all three commentators on the show said Josh Allen, unproven. One went as far as to say Josh Allen won't be in the league in 5 years.
Oh,
so
really?
I was happy to see him respond the way he did.
Oh, wow. How about that? You know one thing? Yesterday's game was on CBS, and it annoyed me. You know what annoyed me? Is that we didn't get Tony Romo. I love Tony Romo. I mean, we had an okay. They're probably the number two team for CBS broadcasting team. But still, I have not seen even in a preseason a Tony Romo game. Have you guys?
I haven't seen him yet.
Seen one yet?
I haven't because the first 2 weeks of the season, we've gotten the Fox game. So we haven't had the CBS 4 o'clock.
Right.
So we don't know. So we haven't seen it. That's all right. We'll keep our eyes open for it, yes.
I know when we will definitely have Tony Romo, Sandy. I hope we don't have to wait this long.
Yeah.
Thursday, Thanksgiving, will be Tony Romo, Jim Nance.
Oh, that'll be cool. That'll be good. What a great showcase that is.
I just hope the Bills don't lay an egg on national television.
Yeah,
we're accustomed to seeing.
You lay a turkey or anything like that, yes.
I think you'll get your wish next weekend. If the Bills beat Cincinnati and New England takes care of the Jets, I think this will be the spotlight game, and Tony Romo and Jim Nance will definitely be on.
That'll be good. So it was a good weekend, and anytime it's a good weekend with the Bills, it's a good Monday, even though we usually don't look forward to Mondays. So we got a lot to talk about today, including the Amherst police blotter. I got one that's just a mystery. I only have two today, but one's a real mystery. Here's the first one. The Amherst police blotter, of course, is in the Amherst B, the September 11th version. A resident of Emerson Drive reported trying to address a downstairs neighbor about a noise complaint. She went downstairs. She said the subject answered the door intoxicated or high with a gun pointed at the floor. And he said to her, "Stop knocking on my door." Yikes. How would you like to live on that floor or in that housing complex? I don't think so.
I'll pass.
Yeah. And you better hope it was a gun pointed on the floor. That is not good. Not a good thing. Also, this one. Now, they tell us what happened, but they don't tell us how it was resolved, because I want to know how this is resolved. This is going to have to take some tricky police work from the Amherst Police Department. A caller reported that there was a crazy man in her house. The complainant was rambling that the man is sitting at her kitchen table with no weapons. Now, when the cops got there, was there a man there? Was there not a man there? If there wasn't a man there and she said there was a man there, did the man leave? Did they pick her up and bring her to a place for mental health treatments? Did she apply for a pistol permit? I mean, we're asking all kinds of in-depth questions here. Isn't that weird?
That is very weird.
Crazy man, and he's sitting at my table. Yikes. Okay.
Whoa.
Well, take a break, and then we'll return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. It is Beach and Company. Well, I shamed myself at the cheeseburger restaurant on Saturday. Went down to the R&M restaurant is on the main street there, right next to the interstate, and they have the best cheeseburger in the world. It is 90 miles exactly from my house to there, so that's 180 miles round trip, and I make that regularly as many times as I can to have their cheeseburger. Cheeseburger is fabulous. It's called the Duke Burger if you ever go. And yes, I do pay for them. I do not accept anything like that for free. So the bottom line is I must really like it. Drove 180 miles and pay for the burger. That'll give you an idea. Except yesterday, I had to slink out of the restaurant. When I was finished, I'm having a problem with my spine, and getting up from a chair is not easy. So we were sitting at this table that was right next to a wall that had some decorative posts coming down from the ceiling down to the separator, okay? So I thought, oh, this will be good. All I'll have to do is reach up here at this sturdy post, and I can get up off the chair. Otherwise, I'll have to stay here for another week, right? Okay. So I reach up. And what I didn't see, because it was on the other side of the decorative post, was a vase. I reach up to take the thing. The vase goes flying, and you're crashing, and I hear a woman scream. The people sitting at the table on the other side of the post, the vase came down, splattered all over the table, broke into a million pieces. I apologized profusely. I managed to get up from the seat in a hurry, and I offered to pay for it. I said, "Here, put a vase on my bill." I said, "I didn't see it on the menu. I don't know what a vase costs." They said, "No, that's all right. We understand. We have a clumsy discount for people like you." So I did not have to pay for the vase, but I think what I'll do is bring them in a vase next time I go.
Yeah,
that's
idea.
The least thing. And I apologize because the kids were scared.
Aww.
They weren't little kids. But they were, you know, young kids.
Right.
And they weren't used to unidentified flying objects ending up on their table. So I get out without being arrested.
Good.
I've never seen a cop in Randolph. I'm sure they have them. Probably, my guess is Sheriff's Department.
Probably.
Imagine me being let out in cuffs. I'd be in the B if they have their equivalent of the B down there. That's where I would be.
That would be the new pitcher for the on-demand section
at
WBEN.
That would be good. but they said, "Boy, you are very popular." I said, "Well, thank you very much." They said all kinds of people come in and say, "Sandy sent me. I want to try this Duke burger he's been talking about." And they go away smiling. I know I did. And I had mashed potatoes with a full mountain of butter. Mm. Yeah, I'm not a gravy fan.
I am.
That's what they usually put on. But I like butter. So
I take either or.
Make it into like a little lake. And then I have little people dive into it, and you know, it's really.
You know what I make it do?
What?
Disappear.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a magic
act. Do you do what I do? If there's, say, a meal is on one plate.
Okay.
You eat the thing you like least first.
Right.
Get rid of it. Get it. Get it off the plate.
Yeah, because I want the flavor I like to last.
Exactly.
So if it is the burger, that's what I want to taste.
The lasting impression. Yeah.
If there's something on the plate I don't like and mashed potatoes are involved, I will mix that thing with the mashed potatoes
and make a cave.
To make it taste just a little better.
Yeah, and here's what you do. You make a cave that has an entrance right at the plate and then one at the top of the plate, and then you try and stick your tongue through the bottom entrance out the top. That really amazes your friends. Of course, they'll leave early if they're at your house.
If I have corn and mashed potatoes on the same plate,
oh, yes,
they have to hang out. They got to mix together.
All right, yes. Corn on the cob. Do you eat it like a typewriter?
Yes.
Or do you go around and
round?
No,
no, typewriter.
How about you?
It depends on the day. I'm thinking last night I had corn on the cob, and it was round, but usually I go like the typewriter.
I think if it's one of those mini cobs, you know, it's about like 2 inches. Now, that makes sense to go round and round.
Yeah.
But the regular size, and I like, I hate to say this, but I like small niblets.
Do you?
Are you a fan of small niblets?
Either or is fine with me. I love corn.
Oh, we're talking about corn. Okay.
Yeah.
Corn. You like small niblets?
I do.
So do I, because they're sweeter.
Yeah.
They really are. You get the big horse corn. Horse corn. I'm from New England. Help me. I have problems with ours. That's not good. It tastes like you're eating, you know, horse feed.
Yeah, and you have to butter it.
I was just going to say, you got to butter it up.
You got to disguise it. You got to disguise it. Well, I got a call while I was preparing for the show from a woman who has a particular set of skills. And she says, there's a wolf on our back deck.
Yikes.
I said, what? Just like the commercial. What?
What?
What? And she said, I took pictures of it. She said, how big is a wolf? I had never seen a wolf in person, but I said, it's probably the size of a large dog. Is that good?
I would think so.
Say that, yeah. She said, oh, no, it's a lot smaller than this. And then she called back, and she says, it's not a wolf. I think it's a fox. She said, how big is a fox?
Foxes are small.
I said, probably the size of a large cat.
Huh? Yeah.
All right with that? So she decided that's what it was when I described it to her. So she does have a particular set of skills. Naming wildlife is not one of them. That's why you've never heard Bernadette Pollack, wildlife rehabilitator.
Mutual of Omaha presents Bernadette Pollack.
So she said it was a small fox and running around like a crazy thing. Well, I said, well, be careful of rabies. Rabies. Not, yeah. The rabbi will come over and say, would you like to become Jewish? Be careful of rabies, not rabbis. Rabies won't bite you, I don't think.
Rabbis might.
If they're operating, first of all, in daylight, that's not a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're walking like in circles or irregular patterns or look like they just parachuted out of an airplane, keep your distance.
Stay away.
Yeah, stay away. They are not family pets.
Now, do you call the police or SPCA? Something like that.
I think she called Wegmans to see if they have a special on anti-fox bait. I live in a fairly wooded area. There are places that are wooded nearby, and so we see a deer all the time back and forth and stuff. But occasionally you see other things. I've seen skunks. Not
call
a pleasant
loud
thing.
And ring right.
Yeah, so that's about it. But that's what it's like living in the outer reaches of Niagara County.
Well, your neighborhood's really nice.
It is nice. I like it. That's why I'm there. It's nice because I'm there.
It's a shame I'm not allowed there anymore.
Yeah, you're not allowed. They took a citizen's vote.
Since that motorcycle accident, I'm not permitted to come.
Yeah, they say we don't want any wild gang members here visiting you at the home. All right, what are we talking about today? We're talking about unions. And strikes. Why are we talking about unions and strikes? We're doing that because there is a major union on strike now, not threatening to strike, actually on strike, and they are walking the picket line, and that would be the UAW, United Auto Workers, big, strong, powerful union. They represent workers who build the cars that we buy and drive and whatever. So that's something that's very much in demand, that we at least it is in my house, that we want and use. And so they're on strike. And I just thought, what is the general attitude now about unions in Buffalo? It used to be when I first came to Buffalo, which was 1968, I came here for the first time, it was very strong union town. It might still be a very strong union town, but it just seemed that it was overtly a strong union town. Now, you heard about unions all the time when I was first here. Now, you don't hear as much about them. But certainly if you're in a union, or if your mother or father or sister or brother or cousin is in a union, then you're going to hear more about them. And I'd like to know, they're on strike now. This is the first day of the strike. We had some union spokespeople on earlier with the morning news team, and the usual things, equal pay for equal jobs and things like that. He listed a big a portfolio of demands. These are my demands. First of all, may I give a suggestion? Don't use the word demands all the time. I think it turns people off. So when you present somebody with your demands, why, you're instantly starting with a hostile work environment, which you don't want. I'd say a list of suggestions. Here are some suggestions. We would like to see this happen and this. And if you can find it to say, okay, we would be very happy with this. Thank you. We have a good relationship. We're making money. We're still in business. You're going to make the new engines for the Corvette. Things are going good. We're getting good grades on our union members here in town. Everything can be hunky-dory. But once you start with these are the demands, and that's all there is to it, then you start off thinking like that. You know what I'm talking about? So this is big-time union, UAW, but I'd like to ask you, have you ever been a member of a union? How did it go? Was it good? Was it bad? What's the pluses of the union membership? What are the minuses of a union membership? And do you think this will be a long or a short one? Will this influence your vehicle buying choices? Oh, this is a GM. Yeah, they've been on strike for fill in the blank. Yeah, let's go look at some Fords or, you know, some Chryslers and Jeeps and things like that. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. We're having a refresher course on unions, okay? They are actually on strike now. I don't think they have the inflated rat anymore. I think a couple of months ago, the rat was found to be illegal. So I don't think it's
retired.
Yeah, they retired. They put their rat away. The rat's in Florida, actually.
That's it.
The
rat, pay taxes.
The rat's in Florida getting a pension, sitting under a palm tree having a pina colada, okay? Give us a call and we'll talk to you on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and a happy Monday. Anytime the Bills win, it's a happy, happy Monday. I'm thinking how I can become rich. I was sitting around thinking about that yesterday, and I've come up with a way that I can become rich. I can win a lawsuit. I want you guys to tell me whether you think there's any merit in this lawsuit, okay? First of all, it's such a big suit, I'm going to hire Celino and Barnes.
Whoa.
I'm going to hire Celino and Barnes to handle this because It's more than either one would perhaps want to take on, but the two of them, pretty insurmountable. You know,
you're not messing around here.
I see all those numbers floating down, up and down during their commercial. You know, I got $47 million for a hangnail, you know, all of that stuff. But I think this is good. I'm going to sue every person that advertises on television. How about that? That's a pretty broad spectrum of clients with a lot of money, a lot of deep pockets there. And why am I going to do that? I'm going to sue them for any of them that reference NFL fans. Because anytime a commercial on television shows a fan of the NFL, they portray them as morons. If anything happens that's good on the team, the people who are the NFL fans leap from the table. There's food hanging out of their mouth. They're high-fiving. They're doing backflips. You know, Nadia Comaneci comes in and gives them a little lesson on how to break a table properly. They go nuts over the extra point. Now,
spilling the chips and things
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly, and there's beer coming out of their mouth and their nose occasionally. If you make them laugh while they're swallowing beer, it comes out of their nose. So now they got a head in their nose, and that's not good.
No.
So I'm tired of being portrayed like that. I'm an NFL fan, always have been. When something's nice happens, I'm happy. You know, I might make a little noise, but I'm not going to go crazy like that. It seems like that's how they're portrayed, like residents of a loony bin. It's like watching the game on a television in the rec room of a loony bin, because that's how they portray them, and I don't think
that's
right.
And they live their life like they're an NFL player.
Yeah.
And just silly stuff.
They got all the garb on, everything, helmets. They got helmets on.
They're painted up.
They're doing jumping jacks in the bathroom, you know, in the living room. Now I see that Buzzy is not nodding his head up and down. I have a feeling Buzzy might be one of those guys, and maybe even Tony. I'm not sure. Does my description fit either one of you?
It used to be me.
Used to be you.
Yeah.
I gotta be me. And you've calmed down. You've calmed down.
Yeah, I have. I've definitely calmed down over the years, and I think years of losing year in and year out have caused.
Yeah,
that.
It kind of wears you out.
Yeah. Now I just get upset out when I lose in Little League.
Now Buzzy is in up to his neck. I can tell you right now, up to his neck. I just described probably what Buzzy's like watching a game with you.
You know, yes, I would say I'm not as I was probably 5 years ago.
Oh, really?
But I'm closer to what you described than to calming down.
Okay.
So
you're
very close.
You're into it, man, 101%.
Yeah, I mean, last year when Virginia Tech recovered the fumble against UNC that led the game-winning drive, I did spill a full beer all over the place.
Oh, foaming coming out of your mouth and dripping down your neck.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, food might still be in your mouth. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. And as you talk to people, it sprays. It's like you put it in one of those little pump guns that they use for ping pong balls. And spraying food out of your mouth right into somebody's face, right?
It's like you've had that conversation with me.
Yeah, and that isn't the Frank Reich comeback game. This is just a normal extra point we're talking about here.
Truthfully, though, but when I get home from doing my games, which is usually the same time as the Bills game, I'm exhausted. And the last thing I do is have any kind of energy. So I'll watch the game and
enjoy
it. Peace and quiet. Yeah, and enjoy it. Sulk over my loss and then enjoy the Bills win.
I think that the actual way to tell like a real football fan from somebody who just wants to be part of the crowd, there is a way. The ones that high five. The high five gives you away. For somebody who's not used to high-fiving, and I hope you never get used to high-fiving, but if you're not used to it, you look like an amateur. You know what I mean? It's like a weak, limp-wristed slap.
High-five is so old.
Yeah, who cares?
You got a fist bump now.
Yeah, I want to
You got to do this. Pow.
Oh, fist bump. That is too first lady-ish.
I like to do the high five and then bring it in for the hug. I like the two-parter.
Oh, wow. High five and a hug.
Yeah.
You've kind of made it modern. All the kids are doing it.
You have to say bring it in.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay.
Bring it in for the real thing.
Yeah. So now when you're watching commercials, especially like there's a Monday night game. Okay. Watch it tonight and see if I'm telling the truth. Okay. Any commercials regarding football. They don't do that with hockey. Now, hockey is a wild and crazy and tough game, But the commercials for people playing hockey are not the same commercials as people watching football.
Yeah, because baseball, the hockey fans haven't quite painted themselves yet.
Yeah, that's yet. True. And baseball, not at all. They don't portray baseball fans at all like crazy people. You think they do?
No, baseball fans, I mean, baseball commercials, it's usually like, you know, someone there with their kid, right? It's more of
very
like
wholesome.
A
wholesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's what you want, though. This is ideal if you're an anarchist like I am. I want a football, let's see, a stadium of football fans in a tennis game.
or golf. Although golf is starting to get a little rowdy, too, as
is
soon
it
as
really?
The Tiger Woods hits it. You the man! You know, you got to yell out that stuff.
Baseball, I think, would be the least likely. Tennis, I think, would be the least likely.
Well,
to hear
then
that.
Don't be near me during a Roger Federer match, let me tell you.
Oh, you like Federer. I like Federer.
I love Federer.
Yeah, I do.
Roger Federer. And for baseball, like when the Mets are close to the playoffs, believe me, it's just like a football game. I'm high-fiving. I'm jumping up and down.
Those announcers, usually they're really former tennis greats, can pronounce all of the foreign names, all the people from Europe over here playing.
Yeah, McEnroy's really good at that.
Yeah, they're all good at it, actually. They have good women commentators on there because a lot of them are really top flight people.
Is Bjorn Borg and Jimmy Connor still playing?
It's on tonight. They're playing tonight in the finals.
I'll make sure I catch
they're playing in the Australian Open.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's a tape of a former one.
It
but
is.
I don't
is.
Know.
It's a past a victory.
Yeah, I guess I've been out of the loop for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, Connor's won.
Okay.
All right, we'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and we're talking about a UAW strike. It started today. Who knows how long it'll go. They are sometimes short and sometimes not so short. But obviously anything that disrupts or slows down an assembly line is costing everybody money. Certainly not good for your business to be out. Not good for you either. I think they said the UAW is going to pay at least temporarily $250 for each person that's out. I don't know if that's a week. If that's a one-time shot or whatever, so they'll get something, but nothing compared to what they usually get. So we're talking about unions, because there hasn't been a lot of talk about unions in the last decade or so. Not like it used to be. It used to be very, very hot and heavy discussion on every single issue, but not so much anymore.
You know what, when I heard about this and it came to my mind is, you know, is the timing wrong on this? You know, we're in a phase in our country where President Trump is trying to bring back manufacturers, bringing back jobs. Is it the right time to be doing something like this when your industry has not been exactly strong?
Yeah, well, the president, I think, has gone out of his way to support not necessarily the unions, but to keep the industry strong. Putting the heat on manufacturers that want to build overseas or want to import cars that are built overseas but American brand, things like that. He's been very pro-American, pro-job, so I think he's on the right side of this. I don't think it's a strong union as much as it is a strong industry position.
And I'm looking at it, too. I mean, it wasn't too long ago that we had to bail GM out.
No kidding. And guess who ended up with most of GM? The union did. So who are they who are they striking against? Themselves? Think about it like that. Yeah. Big time bailout for the union on that one. So we're asking 1-800-616-9236, *930, your position on unions, your history on unions. If you were in one, or you know somebody that was, mom, dad, you know, your cousins, whoever, what was your responsibility? How did you like it working under the union banner? I heard the union, the local union president say that they're all brothers. Whenever I hear anybody, you know, we're all family. No, you're not family. You all belong to the same union. Or you work in the same building, but you're not family. They always, in fact, the companies usually try, welcome to our family. You do a job, they give you money, that's about it. Let's be straight about this. So do you have any history like that or not? I belonged to two unions in my life, NABIT and AFTRA. And I was a union member in NABIT, and I was a union member in AFTRA. I was also the chief steward in NABIT at WKBW when I was there. And so I have experience with contracts, reading them, producing them, personal services contracts that for union people that had to pass muster. So I've negotiated contracts for the company, and I've negotiated contracts for the workers. So I've seen it, and I've done it for limited what my industry has. You know, we're not Teamsters. I hope not. But I'd like to know your thoughts on unions. I think the unions served a very, very worthwhile purpose years ago in our country, where working conditions were oftentimes unsafe, where working conditions were oftentimes unfair, there were hostile work environments. There were people in management position taking advantage. Usually it was men taking advantage of women who were in their department. So there's been a lot of things that the unions have been very, very helpful in to get the workplace into the way it is now, where now you have a lot of government oversight. You have OSHA, things like that. And so they brought us up to this, and I think we're in a pretty good place for environmental rules and safety and things like that. Maybe a little bit over the top on some of them, but better to be a little overly safe than not as safe as you should be and could be. So there's a lot to think about. They've gone through a metamorphosis of what they represent in the workplace, but there is a couple of things that they represent that they can't change, okay? They can't change them, and they don't really want to change them, but it's a really big, big stick in the mud for me. We'll get to that and more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.